Angela.
What's up?
Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call this meeting in order of the Medina Township Trustees. This is a regular scheduled meeting for August 20th of 2020. The time now is 7:01 p.m. May I please have a roll call?
Mike Stopa.
Here.
Mark Raddis.
Here.
Chuck Johnson.
Here. If we please stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This time, can we take a moment of silence for our military veterans, both here and abroad, as well as our first responders and our nurses and doctors? Thank you. First up on the agenda is payroll. This time, I'd like to make a motion to approve payroll, check date 8/21 of 2020. Total amount is $35,331.81, with $7,237.06 in deductions, liabilities, and withholdings.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Mike Stopa.
Aye.
Mark Raddis.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Next up is approval of purchase orders and training requests. Chuck, do you have any?
No.
Mark?
I do. I'd like to make a motion to approve a training request. The vendor is Opata. It's for Morley Brenstuhl to attend police rifle and carbine workshop on 8/14 of 20, and it's a $0 request.
Second.
Any discussion?
Nope. Roll call, please.
Mike Raddis.
Aye.
Mike Stopa.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Give me one more. That's it. I have one purchase order. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve purchase order requisition. It's for the fire department. The vendor is going to be W.W. Williams out of Cleveland. It's for the fire truck inspections. It'll be three engines, one heavy rescue, and one brush truck. Total amount is $5,000.
Second.
This is to have them do an inspection on township vehicles, just to see where we're at with them. Roll call.
Mike Stopa.
Aye.
Mark Raddis.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Next up is approval of accounts payable. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve accounts payable dated 8/7 of 2020. To 8/20 of 2020. We start with electronic check number 49-2020 and end with electronic check number 51-2020 and then start with check number 30942 ending with 30966 check number. Total amount is $79,541.35.
Second.
Discussion. And I'll amend my motion to incorporate this one-page document.
Second.
Roll call.
Mike Stopa.
Aye.
Mark Raddis.
Aye.
Aye.
Next up is approval of appropriation status. At this time, I'd like to make a motion to approve appropriation status fund dated 8/20 of 2020 and incorporate this 12-page document as presented.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Mike Stopa.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Mark Raddis.
Aye.
Next up was department head reports. I don't know if we're here unless Chief gave you anything. I want to kind of bring this up too. Just maybe once a month we'll have the department heads attend a meeting, give their report, and that. You guys have a preference, the first meeting in a month or the second?
Type it up for us if they want.
Well, I'd like to have them present just at least one time, just so, you know, anybody in the public wants a question, anything, or that, you know, at least they can be here to answer something that maybe we can't.
We should announce what days they'll be here so the public can come and.
Right.
Get them.
You guys want specific first or second of meeting in a month?
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
We'll make it the first meeting in a month.
I'll be at all of them.
Next up is old business, police department ground sign discussion. Mark, you have anything more? I know I talked to Denny today briefly on it. The sign has actually been sent to the county, to Andy Conrad, who then sent it to the state. And as of right now, I believe it's at the state being reviewed.
Yeah.
They're the ones that have to give us the approval to put it in a road right.
Right, it's through all the process, we're just waiting.
Next up, new business, State Route 3 and Fenn Road land grant resolution. You guys want to discuss this first before I?
Might as well do.
You guys are okay with, so just for the public, ODOT is looking to replace the traffic signals at the corner of Fenn Road and State Route 3. They've asked for a corner of the road right-of-way by the Lakeslee Park side to put their box, control box for the light system. So they've asked us to basically donate the property to them. They've staked it off. It's only a little bit of a parcel. Like I said, we had talked to them about possibly getting the sign put up at the police department, which is now being sent to ODOT to get their approval. For that, so that's where we're at with this. I know they're looking to do this sooner or later. I think they're going to be going out for bids for the repaving of Route 3 and that.
Yeah, so. That's going out real soon.
All right. Anything else, Mark, with this?
No.
All right, then at this time, the Board of Trustees of Medina Township, Ohio, met in regular session on October 20th, 2020, commencing at 7 p.m. for the following members present, three trustees. A resolution declaring the Board of Trustees of Medina Township intent to donate the right-of-way at the State Route 3 and Fenn Road intersection in Medina Township to the Ohio Department of Transportation, District 3, for the road and traffic improvement project. And this is going to be resolution number 082020-026. And I will incorporate this. Page document as presented.
Second.
Mike, could you read the number again just so we have it?
All right, so resolution, I'll amend my motion to read resolution number 082020-026.
Second.
Is that better, Angel?
I think we had a missing zero, but okay. I'm not.
Can we get a roll call, please?
Mike Stoppa?
Aye.
Mark Raddis?
Aye.
Chuck Johnson?
Aye.
Second page that we have to sign. There's some forms to fill out. I don't know if you want to fill those out. I don't know if you need. Just asking for about the owner and all that.
I So wait, hold on. Would this be property under signature?
Yes.
It would be, yeah, but that's a township, I think. You know what I'm saying? But I just want to make sure, we'll just go over as to what has to be put in there.
Okay, because I'm not sure who. Thanks, it's the property.
Charlie.
Masks.
Yeah, let me see. I'd like to make a motion to authorize Mike Stopa to sign on behalf of the board as property owner on this document.
Second.
Roll call.
Mark Radis.
Aye.
Mike Stopa.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Sign them. Yes.
All right, next up is a resolution for road speed signs. We might discuss this before we do the resolution.
You can if you want.
This is to put up speed limit signs on Maggie Marie Boulevard. They'll be 25 mile an hour speed signs. They don't have them up currently, correct?
There's two of them, I think, going up, right?
Yeah, two going up, which they're currently not. All right, so at this time, I'd like to make a motion to approve resolution number 08202020-027. This is a resolution to approve installation of two speed limit signs on a township road and incorporate this one-page document.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mike Stopa.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Mark Radis.
Aye.
Is that this one-page document?
Yeah, just one page. Then next up is OPWC funding discussion. This was Denny asked for. Chuck, do you have information on this?
Is this a replacing a culvert pipe? It's on Topkin?
Yeah, yes, on Topkin.
And we went over there. It's got sinkholes going around it. And, you know, it's got the old barn stone. And so we're going to take that whole thing out and replace it. It's a hazard. If you're walking along the side of the road, you might disappear.
Angel, I have to read this letter then.
I think he's looking for some funding and stuff too.
So at this time, I'd like to make a motion to approve a letter sent to Andy Conrad, the engineer for the county. And the letter states, "Dear Engineer Andy Conrad, the Medina Township Board of Trustees would like to be considered for OPWC funding for the year of 2021 for the replacement of culvert number 5 on Township Highway 179, Tompkins Road in Medina Township. Thank you for your consideration."
Second.
Roll call.
Mike Stopa.
Aye.
Mark Radis.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
No. Mark, do you have anything you want to add before we go to public comment?
I do. I have a request from the police department. I'd like to make a motion to approve Lighthouse to destroy some obsolete equipment and remove these items from inventory, and I'll submit this one-page document by reference.
Second.
Discussion. This is just old stuff. Once we got the new computers rolled over, and it's this way, none of the hard drives or anything would get in the wrong hands. It'll all get destroyed.
Yep, it's fine.
Roll call, please.
Mark Raddis.
Aye.
Mike Stripa.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Chuck, do you have anything you want to report before public comment?
Not that I know of.
At this time, I'd like to make a motion to go with public comment, at which time, please state your name and address for the record.
Second.
Roll call.
Mike Stripa.
Aye.
Mark Raddis.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
We're in public comment. Mr. Oldsman?
Bill Oldsman, 3670 Hamilton Road. Yesterday, I received an email from Nick Dominguez. He apparently does not know whether Mike wishes to send out the draft agendas. And it says here that he wants a valid reason. Public records requests don't need a reason.
Public records request can't be a continuous request for anything that's not already made up. So all the agendas are not made until they're made, so.
And once they're made.
Then they become, that we can send them out.
So I'll ask prosecutor, did you talk to prosecutor?
I've talked to our attorney, and he said this is what he asked us to do, to send out a thing. So if you want to continue to get them, all you need to do is send a letter back stating that you'd like to receive them.
Okay.
And then we go from there.
I need to come up with a valid reason though?
Just a reason as to why you would like to receive them.
Okay, and they can be marked draft too.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay, I just was wondering what was going on.
Yeah, we're just trying to streamline some of the stuff.
Because I didn't get an agenda this time.
Okay.
So, okay, I'm just wondering. That's all.
Yep. Anyone else? All right, this time I'd like to make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Mike Stripa.
Aye.
Mark Raddis.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Anything else in front of the board? Angela?
We didn't say anything last week, but Kaylee Costanzo had submitted her resignation valid, effective on the 17th.
Okay.
So just thought we should probably put that on the record.
All right. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve Kaylee Costanzo's resignation effective, what was it, July 31st?
August 17th.
August 17th.
Second.
Roll call.
Mike Stripa.
Aye.
Mark Raddis.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Anything else? This time I'd like to make a motion to adjourn Medina Township Board of Trustees.
Second.
Roll call.
Mike Stripa.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Mark Raddis.
Aye.
We are adjourned at 7:19 p.m.
Thank you.